Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And those of you who've been on the phones over the second hour, over the break, thank you for staying there. And those of you just tuning in, you missed a great first hour, but we're glad to have you nonetheless. This show is being simulcast down to the Atlanta, Georgia metropolitan area on WGKA. And our phone, our 800 number works down there. So any of you folks tuning in Atlanta, you want to call, the number is 1-800-321-0710. If you get a busy signal, call back in another minute. Okay, we were talking to Robert from Greenberg, New York, about testing and supplements and how do you know your supplements are being absorbed. And Dr. Podell and I discussed it a little bit over the break, and here's what we came up with.
Yes. We know how to measure in routine labs a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. I suggest you measure the following: vitamin B12, folic acid, vitamin B1, which is thiamine. Those are water-soluble. You can also measure fat-soluble, beta-carotene being the one that's most often measured as what?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D also, yes. As a measure of if you're absorbing or not absorbing. I would also measure carnitine level because, you know, with all your athletics, if that were low, it would be relevant. If those are all okay, then I would say that you are probably absorbing everything else as well. That is, you don't have to test each and every bioflavonoid. If those water-soluble and fat-soluble nutrients are coming in okay, then you're okay. If they're not, then you have to look for why.
Okay, Robert?
Are there some reasons why they might not be okay if you're not absorbing or assimilating? Are there other
Well, one of the more common ones would be a gluten allergy, for instance, or any kind of intestinal disease. But, you know, you seem to be convinced that it's going to be low because you're taking a little longer to recover. It may or may not have anything to do with the nutrition. If you want to rule that out, just do those basic tests, and we'll see if you're absorbing or not.
And will your regular doc do this, like a regular orthodox doctor?
They can. The labs know how to do it. All they have to do is order it.
And what about in relation to supplements? I know you guys hit on that with some of the other callers. You know, there's so many different supplements, so many companies. I even heard an infomercial about Vital Vaccine or something. It's liquid that's supposed to have everything in there and this and that. I mean, what do you guys think about that? I've been taking supplements many years, like along with all my athletics.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not really sure. That's why I'm not really sure.
Yeah, but you're not, you know, things have changed in your body. You know, maybe you have a heart problem. Maybe you developed a heart problem that's taking energy. You're not getting enough. Maybe you have a circulatory problem. You know, don't think it's just a nutrition problem. There's lots of possibilities there.
Yeah, but I've been tested. I get tested every year. You know, I have a stress echo. I mean, I'm in good shape for my age. You know,
then do what Dr. Podell said.
All right, and what do you guys think about that Vital Doctor?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a liquid with all kinds.
No, I heard you, but I don't know what it is. You know, and usually those things. So it's a liquid. So what?
Well, I mean, it's supposed to have everything. It has the acai berry. It has the wolfberry.
Yeah, but those are vegetables. Those are, excuse me, not vegetables. They're fruits. So
right.
It has it. So what? That's what I say. It's yeah. Most of them are just hype.
And what about in relation to the in your store? Do you feel like the powders or the liquids are better than the actual capsules or
no.
tablets?
No.
Really, for assimilation and absorption and something
no,
in my case?
No, why would
that's
you?
A little older? I mean, I don't
no.
know. I'm just asking.
No,
you know.
Not at all.
Okay, guys.
Just take the form that you're most comfortable with. If you happen to like liquids, take a liquid. If you like a powder, take a powder.
Yeah,
I take capsules and tablets myself.
Yeah, that's what I've been taking, fish
yeah.
oils and soft gels and CoQ10 and soft gels.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys are great. Okay?
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Keep up the good work. Take
okay.
care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next we have Ann calling from Shelton, Connecticut.
Yes, hi. I'm calling up about shingles. I've had them for 109 days now. I think I'm into the post-herpetic phase of it. I wonder if there's any protocol that you know of for shingles.
109 days is a little long already.
I know.
Okay. The thing that bothers you is the pain?
No, it's not the pain. It's in my eye. It presented itself in my eye, in my mouth, and half my one nostril.
Wait a minute.
Goes down that nerve.
Are you saying that the shingles is active?
No, I don't think they are. I think this is post-herpetic.
Post-herpetic, yeah.
Obviously,
there are medicines for active shingles.
Yeah, I know.
But there are only what shall we call palliative medicines for the post-herpetic. In terms of the nutrition,
yes.
The answer is we don't really know, or at least I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Very
uncertain.
We want you to eat healthy and take all the normal supplements, but I've never seen anybody claim to be able to resolve specifically post-herpetic neuralgia. What we do is give things that we know are good for nerves, because what this is a damaged nerve.
Yeah.
So things like thiamine, things like lipoic acid, things like fish oil,
DHA,
primrose oil.
Okay.
All those things have been shown to be helpful in various kinds of nerve damage diseases. Carnitine is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them have been systematically looked at with shingles.
How about L-lysine?
L-lysine is antiviral. But once again, you know, you apparently are past that.
Yeah, the theory is that the virus is gone, but the nerve was left damaged.
Exactly.
So healing the nerve would be the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very reasonable to take that kind of cocktail that I was saying. Lipoic acid.
Oh, lipoic? Okay.
Yeah. Primrose oil, fish oil,
right? I take that.
Multi-B, which include vitamin B1, and I said another, carnitine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard of anybody with shingles? I mean, do you know a lot of people that have had shingles, and about how long do they last? Because I've heard they can last months, years, the damage.
Well, see, this isn't shingles.
I mean, the post-herpetic.
That's right. It can last a relatively short time, or it can last for many years.
Right.
Yeah, usually with shingles, you need to be aggressive.
You need to.
You don't want it to last more than a couple of weeks if you can.
I know. I did. I took Valtrex, but I didn't get it in time. Apparently, I have to get it within 3 days.
It turns out that actually it's probably not appropriate for you at this point, but just treating the pain early on seems to reduce the incidence of the post-herpetic neuralgia. And codeine or Neurontin, which is a kind of a nerve-related medicine, the studies seem to show that the people who get the pain treated effectively get less damage. It's just as if the nerve went into shock due to the pain itself.
It's in my eye. That's the most disturbing part of it.
Well, all right, Ann. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next, we have Barbara calling from New Jersey. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you.
You kind of answered one of my questions, the gentleman that called before, the whole controversy about pills versus powders that you can mix with water in terms of bioavailability.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel that there's any difference.
No, it's more a question of what what's good for you. If you want to take a powder, don't like swallowing pills, you want to mix up a powder, sure, go ahead.
But if you have no problem swallowing pills, then
no, all things being equal, a properly made tablet or capsule will dissolve nicely.
Okay. And my second question, I'm in my 40s, early 40s. I've been very faithful about taking, you know, calcium. What is exactly, you know, because there's always controversy over the recommended daily dosage for calcium, magnesium, and potassium.
There's no controversy about calcium and magnesium.
Well, I
potassium
mean, you read
can
different
vary.
Things. Different sources tell you, you know, you should have different quantities daily. So I want to know what you think.
Well, calcium somewhere around 1,000 milligrams a day, maybe 1,200 if you're a woman.
Okay, that's
magnesium,
what I take.
Magnesium somewhere around half that, at least 400.
Okay, I take 5. And the potassium?
Okay, potassium is in a lot of foods. The way potassium gets low is either through medicines like diuretics or if there's some bad GI disease, in which case you would know that you were sick. The doctor can measure your potassium level. It's not hard to get enough potassium in your diet. Most of us do. And if not, there's usually not a nutritional reason but more a medical reason.
Yeah, I don't have any of those things. My multivitamin is from Country Life, and I believe it has 250 milligrams.
Usually it does. Usually potassium is in the range of about a 99 milligrams. You really can't put too much potassium in a vitamin. They frown on that.
I thought that's what it said, though.
Maybe
okay.
It does. That would be unusual. Well, but, what, you know, your body wasn't meant to really retain a lot of potassium because potassium is present in a lot of foods, as Dr. Podell said. So you're always you're always replacing the potassium.
Okay.
You know, so unless your blood test says you need it.
No.
Then, you know, don't worry about it.
Okay. Wonderful.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Barbara. Okay, it's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And now all American Health products are discount priced at Wilner Chemist and Home Health, too. And that discount is 35% off list price. The number in the studio, if you want to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return after these messages.
Being overweight can lead to a wide range of medical and psychosocial problems. One group of weight-related conditions are grouped together and known as metabolic syndrome. This cluster of risk factors for diabetes and cardiovascular disease has been attributed in particular to an excess of visceral fat, the fat surrounding our internal organs. A new substance, licorice flavonoid oil, has been shown to modify the way the body breaks down and synthesizes fat, actually reducing visceral fat and, in turn, countering metabolic syndrome. Evolving from the study of nutritional genetics or nutrigenomics, Bluebonnet has introduced Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil Soft Gels, a supplement that influences the expression of the genes that increase fatty acid breakdown and decrease fatty acid synthesis, thus helping to maintain healthy body fat composition. Don't succumb to metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and heart disease. Harness the power of nutrigenomics with Bluebonnet's Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil in vegetarian soft gels. Reduce belly and visceral fat. Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil Soft Gels from Bluebonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Some current examples, American Health and Home Health at 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Natron, Herbitant, and many other lines at 30% off list. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And pick up our latest reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nakai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your nutritional questions. And next we have Dee calling from Yorktown Heights, New York.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You guys told me to call back from last week. My problem is my daughter with acne. She's 25, and she does have some seizures. She's taking Depakote medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And she does have polyovarian cystic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So she has cystic acne. I was wondering if you had any remedies for that.
Not really. There are things that there are nutrients which can help acne a little. They can help the skin. Things like zinc, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. The B complex can be helpful. An amino acid called carnitine seems to be helpful in help repairing the skin. But with the cystic type of acne, I don't know that there's anything of any great help that I could, you know, really offer you.
Okay.
But, you know, good luck. And thanks for calling, Dee.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And next we have Ann calling from Montclair, New Jersey.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for a friend of mine who has colitis, and he wants to get off prescription medicine. Is there something he can take as an alternative?
Which kind of colitis? Ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel colitis?
I have no idea.
Well, it makes a lot of difference.
Well, could you give me answers to both?
Usually the best way is if the person calls himself. This way we could ask him questions. So that would be a good thing.
But you can't give me a general idea of anything to take?
Sure, if we know what's wrong. But colitis has, you know, there's...
I don't even know what colitis is. What is it?
Oh, dear.
Means inflammation of the colon.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's not a... Not a comfortable thing. Can be mild. Can be really severe.
Although a lot of the things that we call colitis really aren't inflammatory, like irritable bowel. It's kind of a spasticness of the colon muscle.
Yeah. So there's all sorts of things. By all means, why don't you tell your friend, pick up the phone and give us a call, and we'll be able to help him.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Ann.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next, we have Erin from River Edge, New Jersey.
My question is B12. Mm-hmm. Understand it only works if you get a shot. I've been taking B12, 1,000 micrograms, and am I wasting my time?
No. There are certain people who need, as you call them, shots or injections. Those people, B12 comes in an extrinsic form and an intrinsic form. The extrinsic form is the form that you take when you take a tablet, and your body produces in the stomach, it produces something called intrinsic factor. When the extrinsic factor and the intrinsic factor get together, it's like a happy marriage. The B12 gets absorbed nicely. Certain people, and they're not too frequent really, certain people don't produce the intrinsic factor. Those people definitely need B12 injections.
How does one tell the difference?
You measure your B12 level and see how it is.
Okay.
That's relatively easily done. Most people do not need a shot. But many people are vulnerable to B12 deficiency, including vegetarians, people who are on acid blockers, and people whose stomach acid is weak as they age. So checking a vitamin B12 level, especially as we get older, is a reasonable thing to do as part of a general evaluation.
Okay.
All right.
All right. One other quick question.
Sure.
Capsules. I have so many people, friends, cannot swallow big pills.
Okay.
Fish oils. No go. Does anyone make smaller fish oils?
Yeah. There is a smaller fish oil made. I'll tell you the brand name. The company is called Integrative Therapeutics. And the company and the product. Yeah. And the product is called Eskimo 3.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, the product is called Eskimo 3.
Where is it available?
At Wilner Chemist, for sure. And if you, it may be available at your local store. No problem there. It's called Eskimo 3. They make a liquid, and they make capsules, and the capsules are on the small side. Not the big stuff that you're...
Yeah, a lot of pills people cannot take.
Absolutely. It can be. And the liquid fish oils these days, by the way, don't taste fishy. So don't be afraid to take a liquid fish oil.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but so many people I know do. I can't believe they don't have smaller pills.
Okay, Erin, thanks for calling.
Thank you. You've done good.
Okay, time for another quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire line of American and Home Health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 35% off list price. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Martha, so how are you?
Hi, Barbara. Much better now that I found all of Seagate's olive products at Wilner Chemists.
Don and Arnie discovered Seagate over 10 years ago. Seagate does their own fishing, organic farming, and they process all of their own ingredients in their own factory. The way health foods companies used to be.
Yeah, before so many began importing ingredients from China.
So I've heard, just like the drug companies. But Seagate is different. For example, they make their own olive oil, olive leaf extract, olive leaf nasal spray, olive leaf throat spray, and even pediatric earache remedy. made from olives. We rarely get sick anymore.
Martha, have you tried Seagate's homeopathic rash sprays? There's one for babies called Bye Bye Diaper Rash and one for adults called Stop Rash.
What a great idea. No touch, all natural rash sprays without the goopy mess. Hey, you can use Stop Rash on your old Uncle Louie. Just spray it on.
Forget Uncle Louie. I got this terrible rash on my Barbara.
We don't need to know.
Okay, just remember, Seagate is doing it right. They harvest and process all their own ingredients. Look for Seagate's products at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And now for a quick check on traffic.
Good afternoon. I'm Mayon Levinson with WOR Traffic. Inbound George Washington Bridge, upper level delays at 30 minutes. Lower levels, 20 minutes. Outbound, upper and lower decks are doing okay. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel is a 30-minute wait. 30 minutes coming in at the Holland Tunnel from both routes 1 and 9 and the New Jersey Turnpike. Incident free at the Tappan Zee Bridge in Brewster on 684 northbound at exit 9E. An accident with injuries. Gothels Bridge heading towards Staten Island. Watch for heavy traffic there. New Jersey bound disabled vehicle has been cleared. Harlem River FDR combination southbound between 142nd Street and the Triborough Bridge, that remains slow, and then heading into the 1-teens, and then between the Manhattan and Brooklyn bridges. Northbound, you can find delays between the 60s and the 90s. It's sluggish heading to the Triborough Bridge and up into the ramp from the New Jersey-bound George Washington Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Comcast New Jersey. The Comcast Triple Play digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. Your entertainment options are endless. Call 1-877-JOIN-COMCAST today. For WR Traffic, I'm Ion Levinson.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Got indigestion, heartburn, bloating, gas? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Levels of good bacteria are decreased daily by stress, the fast foods we eat, as well as x-rays and antibiotics. When the levels of good bacteria go down and the levels of bad bacteria rise in our intestines, that is when our digestive system breaks down and we have digestive stress. Build up your levels of good bacteria today, the natural way, with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics, the good bacteria. Take Dr. O'Hara's daily for 4 weeks and see a noticeable difference in your digestion. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today and get your digestion under control.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here to answer your questions about nutrition, health, just about anything related to nutrition. And let's see. Our next caller is Julia from North Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yes. My question is about platelets, which are high. I have no idea what a platelet is.
A platelet is something in your blood which is necessary for you to clot when you cut yourself or when you bleed.
So if it's high, the range is 140 to 400, and I have 415, which is 15 higher than regular.
Yeah, that's of no real consequence. If you are getting up to 600,000, 700,000, those people are at risk for having clots. But 415 is negligibly different from 400.
Yeah, you're okay. There's nothing much for you to worry about. And people who do have high platelets, much, much higher than yours, they tend to give blood a little more frequently. You know, that's the best treatment for that.
So when it's that high, that means the blood clots?
You have a tendency toward clotting a little more easily, and that wouldn't be the best thing.
Yeah, but, not at your level, though.
But not at your level. You're fine.
At this level, it's a normal, normal flow.
You got it.
Oh, we just have the most horrible storm that just hit New Jersey.
Yeah, I know. It's coming here.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Excuse me. Next, we have Judy from Lavalette, New Jersey.
Hi. I've read that cinnamon enhances carbohydrate metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And would this help maintain weight or enhance weight loss?
If you cut down on your calories. It helps normalize blood sugar, can help lower cholesterol, but the impact on weight would, if you didn't do anything else, I don't think would be significant.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Judy. Next, we have Samantha from Scarsdale, New York.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking the call. I'm 50 years old, and I'm into menopause. Can you suggest any nutritional supplements specifically for anxiety?
Theanine.
What is that?
Obviously, first you want to find out why anxiety. Okay, but if you were taking supplements, theanine is a green tea extract without caffeine, seems to be helpful. For a while, we were talking about PharmaGABA. Arnie, did that pan out? Is that
PharmaGABA is very good. It's very it can be very settling. PharmaGABA is another supplement, and that sort of when your brain gets overactive, and for example, you're trying to put your head down to sleep, and you're thinking about everything that happened during the day or what you have to do tomorrow. That's what PharmaGABA is good for. Okay, but Dr. Podell was correct in recommending theanine. Theanine is something which is found in green tea. You know, when you drink tea, even though tea has caffeine, the caffeine is not really stimulating as it is when you drink coffee. And the reason for that is because tea also contains theanine, and theanine is the opposite of caffeine. Okay, it sort of settles you down, but it allows your brain to still work properly. It's not really sedative.
Okay.
All right. So if that's your main thing, as Dr. Podell pointed out, or you suggested to Dr. Podell, was the anxiety, by all means, theanine would be good. There are other herbs which can be helpful for some of the other symptoms. There's an herb called black cohosh.
What is that? I'm sorry?
There's an herb called black cohosh.
Okay.
Which can be helpful also.
And what is that helpful for?
You know, sometimes you start to get the hot flashes.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, not everybody gets them. Not everybody gets them. You know, some women, it sort of just happens once in a while, and some women can lie in bed, and all of a sudden they start sweating. You know, so it's, you know, but it doesn't have to be, it's not a universal thing.
Okay.
So, you know, I wouldn't worry about it until it happens. But by all means, take a...
I talking to the doctor or the pharmacist now?
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I hope we've answered your question, Samantha.
Yes, I interrupted you. You were going to tell me something else. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's... That was basically all. You know, don't worry about it. And take a good multivitamin. Make sure you do that. Make sure you're getting adequate amounts of calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, because this is the time when your bones really need it. That's the best advice we can give you.
Thank you.
All right, Samantha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next, we have Mark calling from Manhattan.
Yes, gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm a vegetarian of about 37 years. I'm going to be 58 soon.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I shy away from capsules and all that, and now I see that there are a lot of what they call organic super drinks or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that some of them have reds and... I think I would rather take that because what I think is that it absorbs. I know I listened to callers before who want to know which absorbs faster, but if you...
Well, they didn't say faster. They said better.
Okay, sorry. But if it goes faster, it gets, like if you were drinking carrot juice or something, it would go into the blood and it would get to the system faster, right?
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay, so if I wanted one of these powdered drinks that have, you know, vegetables, fruits, fiber, whatever, is there anything you can recommend for a vegetarian?
There's loads of them, and they're all vegetarian. You know, just about all the companies from Bluebonnet makes a nice product. Natural Factors makes a nice product. Allergy Research has a good product. And I'm sure many of the other companies, it's just not hitting me, but just about all the companies have nice products. Some of them are primarily green products. There are a couple of companies that make, Jarrow has a nice red product, for example. They call it Berry High, you know, all different berries.
Okay, is there anything, you know, like mixes all this stuff, the greens and...
Usually they don't mix the greens and reds together. Usually they, you know, they have a green supplement and a red supplement.
So it's better, I just want to know, is it better to take the green and red separately, or you can mix everything,
you can mix
no
it.
Problem?
You can mix them together, sure. Absolutely. But I would have thought somebody like yourself, who happens to be a vegetarian, you're getting a lot of the greens already. You know,
well,
if you're eating a good vegetarian diet, I would think you'd get an awful lot of greens.
Well, sometimes I guess we don't eat. Well, the whole thing is sometimes you don't eat as much as you can, schedules and all that. And I guess the practicality of these things is that it's in powder form.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they work just as well as eating a regular vegetable, right?
Well.
That's what I'm asking.
My suggestion would be to anybody, you know, good whole food is always the best thing.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't say taking a powder is better than eating the you know, just I wouldn't say taking a broccoli powder is better than eating broccoli or
even
something.
Necessarily as good. We know that it has some of the nutrients are active, but I don't think anyone has done head-to-head comparison, as it were.
The other thing I would say...
Oh, that's cabbage.
No pun intended. Actually, I think a pun was intended. The other thing I would say, Mark, is make sure you get
B12.
You know, one of the problems that vegetarians used to get into, and even today some still do, is, you know, none of the vegetable products have B12. B12 is peculiar to the animal kingdom. And if you're not eating any animal products, you're not getting any B12. So, and that can lead over time to some serious neurological damage. So please make sure you're getting adequate B12.
Is that the same thing for vegetarians for vitamin D?
Now, vitamin D is available in some plants. As I mentioned earlier, you can get it from shiitake mushrooms. But by and D, you can also get from sunlight.
Yeah, well, see, we're supposed to get it from sunlight, you know, when our ancient ancestors. The fact that you can get it from food also is sort of coincidental. It is a vitamin in the sense that we need it, but the way, you know, when we were our ancestors were in the jungles of Africa, vitamin D came along to be taken for the sun.
Yeah, you can get some vitamin D from eggs. Very little, though, and you can get it from fish. So if you're a...
No, straight...
straight vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. These days, with what we know about vitamin D, it wouldn't be a bad idea to supplement that either. But the vitamin D that you would supplement can come from fish liver oil. However, there is a vitamin D3. I know Bluebonnet makes one that comes from lanolin, from sheep's wool. You know, it comes from the oil.
Oh, wow.
It comes from the oil of the sheep.
Nah, that's like taking emu oil. I don't go there. I mean, I won't, you know, strict.
It's up to you.
They're not killing the sheep.
Yeah, you know, they're not they're not killing the sheep. It's the oil from the, you know, they call it, by the way, it is labeled vegetarian, just so you know.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. The one last thing, the B vitamin, vitamin B12, what is the best source of food for that, if you're a vegetarian?
None. That's the problem.
Oh,
none of the vegetables have B12.
Liver. That's the problem.
Yeah, organ meats are the best, and otherwise meat in general.
And no of these, none of these, there's nothing, no fruit, no liquor.
Okay, Mark, we need to pause.
Okay.
We need to pause for a break, but I'll just leave you with this. B12 is too important for you, so just take a supplement of B12. Come to Wilner's, go to any pharmacy, go to a health food store, and just get about 1,000 micrograms of B12 and take it every day. Okay? Thanks for your call. All right, it's time for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you had any trouble getting through earlier, we got a couple of open lines now. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar. Research shows that all of us suffer from some degree of heavy metal and carcinogen toxicity. How do we rid our bodies of these toxic metals? Some try IV or oral chelation, but this is expensive and often comes with its own side effects. Good news. 18 months of research at Metagenics has resulted in a breakthrough heavy metal chelation product called Metalloclear. This new product boosts your body's ability to remove heavy metals
metals by increasing levels of metallothionein, a natural detoxifier. It's safe and effective. MetalloClear even chelates cadmium, a toxin not removed by other types of chelation. MetalloClear contains turmeric, polyphenol-rich hops, andrographis, and zinc, and it works best when combined with other Metagenics detox products such as UltraClear Plus pH. You no longer have to put up with accumulated heavy metal toxins. Easy, effective detoxification is now available from Metagenics. MetalloClear, along with UltraClear Plus pH from Metagenics, available from the health professionals at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And before we get to the phones, here's an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that fish oil supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory response? A purified fish oil supplement is the healthiest source of the essential fatty acids EPA and DHA. EPA and DHA act as nutrient precursors to powerful anti-inflammatory molecules known as eicosanoids. Researchers are discovering that too much inflammation is the underlying cause of many chronic health conditions, including chronic pain, arthritis, and heart disease. In fact, several clinical studies have used fish oil successfully to reduce pain, including a study published in the Journal of Surgery Neurology that used high EPA fish oil that provided 850 milligrams EPA and 200 milligrams DHA daily in patients with non-surgical back pain. Over one half of the study participants were able to discontinue their prescription anti-inflammatory medications used for pain. Regular supplementation with a high-quality fish oil product can give you the relief you have been looking for by supporting your own body's natural anti-inflammatory response. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
All righty, that was Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Justin from Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi.
Hi, I'm presently using hydrochloric acid, betaine, and digestive enzyme before a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, there's no problem with that, is there?
No.
57 years old.
No, I assume you had a reason for doing it. Usually people take it who have low acid, as opposed to all these people taking acid blockers who have too much acid at the wrong time. Or regurgitating. So if it's doing well and it's helping your digestion, that's fine.
Right, and the thing is, well, because I'm trying to gain weight also, so I feel though the HGL would help absorb absorption.
Wouldn't help absorb. It helps to start the breakdown of proteins. That's what hydrochloric acid does. It activates the pepsinogen in your stomach to pepsin, and the pepsin is really what's starting the protein digestion in your stomach, and the hydrochloric acid creates a proper pH for that to happen. It's a pretty low pH, meaning obviously, as you could tell from the name, it's highly acid. So that's
right.
The right way to start your digestion going.
Exactly. And also, I calcium, too, to help calcium to get absorbed in the bones, too.
It can break down, if you're taking a calcium carbonate, yeah, it would help in the ionization of the calcium for sure, and important.
Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't get absorbed.
Right, but by using this HCl betaine, this won't inhibit the natural production of hydrochloric acid, will it?
Usually, you're using it as a replacement. If your body was producing the hydrochloric acid, why would you take hydrochloric acid?
Well, I never had this test done, but I just, from time to time, eating meals that consume, unfortunately, meat, which we shouldn't consume too much of, but you get that fullness of bloating in the stomach. So I noticed using the HGL, now I don't get that feeling much anymore.
Then you're doing the right thing, Justin.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. Next, we have Harry calling from the Bronx.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about pycnogenol.
Okay.
Can you tell me what it might be good for, and if there are any contraindications or side effects. And it would be good to take it with pomegranate extract for circulation. And any good and bad points about the combination or individual?
Pycnogenol is derived from pine bark. It's an excellent antioxidant. It has, because of its antioxidant nature, it has many, many effects in many, many different areas. So it can help the skin, it can help blood pressure, it can help in diabetes, it can help also in eye health, it can help all over the place. Pomegranate is another type of antioxidant which can be beneficial also in a number of places, specifically the heart also. So combining pycnogenol and pomegranate would be fine, no problem at all.
Any problem with macular degeneration?
Any problem if you have macular degeneration?
Yeah, an 89-year-old woman has macular degeneration and slightly forgetful a little bit.
Well, more important for macular degeneration would be a carotenoid called lutein.
Lutein. Would it do any harm to the eyes, the combination?
Pycnogenol and pomegranate, would that be harmful to the eyes?
Yes.
No.
Oh, so it's a pretty good combination then.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Harry. All right, now we have Carol calling from Queens.
Hi, I have a relative in a nursing home who has dementia. Now, he was just found out to be very anemic. I mean, he was a lifelong vegetarian. Now, I bring him fish oils like three times a week. Now, can the fish oil make him anemic?
No. That's simple. No. There's some other cause, and the doctors have to find out what it is. It could be B12. It could have bleeding internally. There's a number of possibilities that the doctors know how to check.
Yeah, but the fish oil won't, like, make him the hemoglobin.
No.
Won't do
no,
it.
No, the fish oil wouldn't make him anemic. Anemia is caused from a number of places. It could be caused from low iron. It could be poor iron absorption. It could be, as Dr. Podell said, it could be low B12. It could be low folic acid. There's many, many different types of anemia, and the doctors are, one of the things they're trained to do is to be able to pick out the type of anemia he has, and obviously then they'll know the treatment.
So then, along with the fish oil, I can still give him a B12.
B12 is very important, especially if he was, as you said, a lifelong vegetarian.
He was.
B12 is important. And the other thing would be a good multivitamin.
I see.
Nothing would be better than a good multivitamin.
Yeah. So then I can continue to give him fish oil and the B12 along with the iron that they give him. I think they give him Feosol.
If he gets along with Feosol, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what they're giving him in the place, you know.
Sure.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks
for that call, Carol. Okay, next we have Donna calling from Port Washington, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm having splitting fingernails that I don't know what to do with. Can you help me out?
Yeah, we have to get in line there. Got a lot of women don't know what to do with it either. Splitting nails, there's a couple of things that might help. One is a supplement called Biosil, B-I-O-S-I-L. It's available from a company called Natrol. Okay, it's capsules and liquid. You can take either one. The liquid is drops. You can take 10 drops a day, or you can take 2 capsules if you don't want to take the drops. Okay? That would be what I would suggest for splitting nails. In addition, make sure you're taking adequate amounts of calcium, magnesium, and protein. Okay, protein is very important for the nails, as are calcium and magnesium. Okay, Donna? And a good multivitamin as well. Okay, let's see. We have to pause now for this short message.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods.
Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Okay, we are coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. There it is. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, corner of East 41st Street, or 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I'd like to thank Ira and Noah in the control room for helping us out today. And please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.